That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Do you ever read something in the news and you wonder if it's a publicity stunt or if it's a real thing that's going to happen?
Sure, all the time. You mean like somebody saying something that's shocking, a prediction or something, or somebody actually doing something?
Did you hear and see that Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are going back and forth at each other and they want to have a cage match?
Yeah.
How can that be a real thing? Like, so, is that a real thing?
I mean, I don't know that it's actually a real thing, so... Here's the funny thing is that Zuckerberg actually has been photographed lately and he is doing his best Jeff Bezos impression. Like, Bezos is ripped. All right. And Zuckerberg has also gotten ripped. He's some sort of like jiu-jitsu champion now.
Really?
He just won a bunch of stuff at some match. Elon Musk has usually not been in the best of shape. I mean, he is pudgy. He is pale. It's not an attractive thing unless, you know, you consider the mind as part of the equation. At least not for me, it wouldn't be.
They're saying that the reason why all of this started is because Mark Zuckerberg is working on a social media site that's supposed to rival Twitter.
Okay.
It's supposed to be like a more reliable news source, kind of basically what Twitter is, but another option to it, right?
Just rich boys and their toys.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And then they got mad. I guess Elon Musk got mad, said something, and now all of a sudden he wrote, I'm up for a cage match.
But you know what? I mean, this could be like an AI simulation type thing too, right? I mean, both these guys on these digital platforms, face it, more people would actually see it if it was something like that, you know, than if it was like an actual boxing match or whatever.
Well, Elon Musk is like best friends with Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't Joe Rogan like the UFC guy for a while?
Still is.
So... I mean, what if they start training? What if this is a real thing that happens, like in Vegas, in a cage?
I actually like the idea of that. If all battles could be solved by just the people that started them, Anna, imagine what a world this would be.
Right, just in a cage, somewhere in a cage.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hello.
What is going on, Alicia?
Hi, Anna. Girl, I am still recovering from my grandfather's 80th birthday party.
So what happened? I mean, Raven made it act like you guys went to war.
Listen, I will take a backyard full of our obnoxious friends who have been drinking all day over a yard full of 70 and 80-year-olds any day. Like, there's a trash can, let's say, near the food, and then there's one further away. Instead of walking to the one further away, they were taking the lid off the trash can and putting it on the ground so that they could stuff more stuff in the trash can.
It's a bit like walking around like the first Woodstock, just free. Like they put whatever they wanted to wherever they went. And not for nothing. It's a good thing there were designated drivers. Like they were tying it on, Anna. It was crazy.
All right, so wait, how many elderly people did you have at your home?
Like 60.
60?
Well, no, I think about 45 actually showed up. Yeah, thank God. I can't imagine. Another 15 I would have left.
It felt like 1,000. It was crazy. There were a couple walkers. They did have the oversized tires like you use when you're going to the beach.
All right, so was your grandfather, was his 80th birthday. Was he happy with everything?
Oh, he was so happy. He's still talking about it. It was the best day of his life.
Oh,
so.
That's good. Isn't it all worth it for that?
Yeah, I'm glad that, you know, there's not a big one for another 10 years because 90 will be in a restaurant.
Raven was showing me the video of you guys singing happy birthday to him and everybody singing so loud. And he's basically just having a conversation with somebody at his side, oblivious to the point that anybody is singing to him.
Well, he refuses to wear his hearing aids. You know, he has these super fancy hearing aids, and every time I ask him where they are, he tells me they're in his pocket. He doesn't want to lose them. So.
You know, the thing is with Pop is he's very much always in his own world anyways, so he doesn't much, you know, care what anybody else is doing or if they're waiting on him. He's going to get there in his own good time. Same thing goes for the cake.
Yeah.
But I was instrumental in helping set up, Anna, and it was not an easy feat.
Oh, he did everything, Anna. He did everything right up until our yard filled with all these strange people. And then he disappeared and was like, oh, I got to go take care of the dogs. And I'm like, you've been gone for an hour and a half. What are you doing with the dogs?
It was a perfectly
executed
plan.
Yeah, he hid
plan.
Inside a lot. Yeah. But he did set up everything. And then you know what? He took it all down.
I did. I handled that all. And I was agreeable to other plans on Father's Day. I mean, I kind of did ace the weekend, I'd like to think.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What happened on Father's Day?
He kicked and screamed. He did not want to go see this band with our friends. We never get to go out on Sunday. We went, and then he brought friends home and caused a ruckus. I don't want to hear about how you aced it. You had to sleep on the couch, remember?
Yeah, listen. I mean, still, I was in a controlled environment, and everybody was safe. Good time. We only lost one patio chair. So, I mean, as far as casualties go, that's pretty low.
Where did it go, the patio chair?
Broken.
My big friend sat in it. Yeah, I'm going to bill him, though. Don't worry. I already told him.
You're going to bill him for your patio chair? No.
I have to because I got all the receipts from what I spent at the bar, and I can't remember whether or not they're real or not.
Oh, my gosh.
So I just paid him, and I can't dispute him. So, yeah, he's going to buy the chair. I promise
you. You're ridiculous.
It was a very expensive night.
You can't charge a friend for breaking your patio chair.
Oh, you watch.
All right, what's the grade you want to give him for the week, Alicia?
You know, he had an A right up until he said he aced the weekend and reminded me of how he got himself in trouble and had to sleep on the couch. So he's getting a B, Anna. Getting a B.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's like group therapy. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. What is driving you nuts right now? 1-800-330-9999. Amanda, that's all I need to know about you.
If you make fun of my driving, but you're 28 and don't have a license, that is all I need to know about you.
Yeah. I can't stand the side driver anyways, right? The backseat driver.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell me about my driving. I'm a pretty good driver, right? Like, I mean, I drive fast. I can drive aggressive at times, but I'm not crazy. When somebody, you know, goes to lecture me, it's just like, listen, you're an adult too. You have your own car. And if you don't like
why
the way
are you
I'm,
in my car?
Yeah. If you don't like the way I'm driving, then don't ride with me. But don't tell me about it when you're asking me for the ride or you want to ride with me.
Yeah, but they said they don't even have, she said that they don't even have a license.
Like, yeah.
Don't even have a license. You're from Italy. You don't even know the rules of our road.
Right. Like, so keep that to yourself
music.
Or ride the bus.
I will say, though, as a professional passenger princess, when my husband is driving,
oh my gosh,
I am allowed to comment if I think that we are going too slow in the right lane and that we can probably move over to a different lane.
I mean, just keep it to yourself.
I can't. Yeah. I try. Sometimes
keep
I try.
Quiet, princess.
Me and my husband had this argument the other day. He was in deep conversation, but we were driving so slow. And I think that because he was so caught up in our conversation, he didn't realize that we could pass and we could probably be 100 miles faster than we were going at that current time.
I mean, he was probably just content doing 55.
Well, whatever. And I brought it up, and he was so upset that I brought it up, and I said, maybe I should be the official driver now.
What he was upset about, you're not even involved in the conversation. You're so worried. You're so tense about his driving.
We were in a rush. We were running late. Like, I can't. Like, I can't just be quiet. Not with him. I don't know what my problem is. Because I knew the minute the words were going to come out of my mouth.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was going to be bad.
Yeah.
But I didn't
stop. But
you
did it anyways.
No. Right. I just said, we've been stuck behind this Honda for about 5 minutes going 40 miles per hour. Do you think we can get into a faster lane?
Also, hit the bullet points of your story.
Yeah.
Deliver it quicker.
I don't know. What train we got to take? Well, please. Nick, that's all I need to know about you.
If your car is filled with trash and you're borderline car hoarder, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, the car that's always full of trash is gross. Now, listen, if you get in my car, it's dirty, right? Like, you get in it, and at any given time, especially if you were going to get in the back seat, your feet hit that floor, they're probably going to step on something. But it's like, you know, shopping bags and stuff that you still need, cups or whatever build up in the car. You got to get rid of those every time you fill up at the gas station. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but you ever see the cars that are for real hoarders?
Oh, yeah.
Like you can't even look in the back window. They're so filled with things.
I don't understand how people get like that.
It's a disease. It has to be a disease.
I got in my friend's car the other day, but I can tell that he cleaned it out a bit because I've heard horror stories about his car. Mm-hmm. He had ketchup packets in there.
Oh.
If you don't have a 3-year-old in your life, what are you doing rolling around with ketchup packets?
I don't know.
Be a grown-up.
Yeah.
Mark, vacuum it.
Throw away those ketchup packets. I do hoard them in my refrigerator, though. That's different.
Yeah, soy sauce. Listen, I got a bag full of soy sauce, yeah. And I always ask for more soy sauce, and they never give me enough soy sauce, even though I have a bag at home.
Well, check the bottom of the bag, because some of it definitely evaporated. You ever notice that the soy sauce packets evaporate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did we get here?
Because they're so stingy. They're holding on to them so long. Just give them out. Give them out.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending, and why? NBA draft is trending. Raven, a star is born. Mm. Here is the first pick.
With the first pick in the 2023 NBA draft, the San Antonio Spurs select Victor Wembanyama from Nantes, France.
He's been practicing that name for about 9 months because everybody has been talking about the coming of this kid. He's supposed to be a very big deal. I'm anxious to see him play.
19 years old. Mm-hmm. Imagine. And I have to tell you, I started watching interviews with him.
Yeah.
He's just so likable and like sweet and seems like just a nice, good kid. And
well, he's been groomed for this for a very long time.
And they're talking big, big stuff. They're saying that he has potential to be like a generational talent, like the most promising prospect since LeBron James. That's what they're saying. Here's another reason why everybody's talking about him. How tall is he?
2 meters 21. I think this is 7'3".
Yeah, he says 7'3". I've been reading between 7'3" and 7'4". He's tall.
The wild thing is, too, is like, you know, he's part of that new generation of players. So he's not a guy that's going to be banging around bodies on the inside. He can do that, but he's a perimeter guy, too. So you just haven't seen people that large play that well all that often. That's like Kevin Durant and Joker and those type of guys. So great talent. Going to be fun.
They asked him, what does he attribute all of his success to?
Yeah.
To have really open-minded coaches throughout my life. Staying true to myself, it's really what pushed me to keep playing the way I play and not letting anyone put me in a box, you know.
And he has that adorable accent.
Yeah. Well, he's got another open-minded coach with Popovich. So, again, he's in a good spot to be successful.
How much money do you think you make as a first-round pick of the NBA? A rookie?
As a rookie?
Yeah, take it.
$20 million.
$20 million.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything yet, Raven.
He's been doing it over in Europe. I mean, I don't know. I get confused as to league to league. I know that the NFL has certain parameters where you can't pay over that. I thought the NBA was without that, but tell me.
$10 million.
I mean, still pretty great.
I mean, unbelievable for a 19-year-old. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to always take into account that a guy busts a knee or something like that, career could be over.
Absolutely.
So let's just hope everything goes well.
Yep.
Look forward to see him play.
Wait, but here's this part. This is my favorite part. How much does he eat every day?
At least 5. I got to eat whenever I can, before practice, after practice, before the nap, after the nap, you know.
He has 5 full meals every day at minimum. That's a lot of food.
I'm jealous of that part.
Yeah.
It's the working out that I don't really love.
Top 5 kid hustles this year. Ready for it, Raven?
Go.
Number 5, mowing lawns or doing landscaping.
That old classic, man. It's a good one still.
Number 4, dog walker.
Also a good one.
Number 3, tutor. That's for the smart kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number 2, babysitting. Not always an easy job, but you know what? It gets paid and everybody needs you.
Okay.
And number 1, kid side hustle, camp counselor.
Right, because they're always hiring. I know that during the summer. The people that I know that were camp counselors, they did it for 3 or 4 years in a row.
I always wanted to be a camp counselor.
Yeah, same.
And I never got the chance to. I was never hired to do it. I mostly because my parents worked a lot and I didn't know how I was going to get to the camp every day.
Right, no transportation. Same thing for me, right? I was like, I'm not here for the bus with all the little kids. No.
Yeah. I had an easy side hustle, kid hustle growing up because my parents always owned restaurants. So I would just go work at the restaurant. I would answer phones or I would make salads or I would do whatever that they needed me to do at the restaurant.
When I was really, really small, I had a lot of Matchbox and Hot Wheels. So I did a little Matchbox trading depot thing and Hot Wheels trading. Mm-hmm. And that used to send me some pretty good profits, man, to tell you the truth.
I was trying to remember. I'm like, how much did my parents pay me for working at the restaurant?
Not enough.
No.
But, I'm sure, too much in their eyes, too, right? But it kept you busy and it gave you a good structure, which is always important.
I think it's good for kids to be creative and have a side hustle and do things like that. I feel like this is much more popular now as kids have more access to technology and they're able to do things that a lot of older people can't do,
And they're also able to, brainstorm and see different outlets, right? Get those ideas from there, right?
Yeah, I have one of my friends, her daughter started like a friendship bracelet, like little business. But like the bracelets were really adorable. And if you've, you know, like the beaded bracelets are very popular, not only for kids, but for adults too.
Yeah.
So she was making them beautiful. And all of a sudden, like in the stores, they were selling for $25, $30. She started selling them on her mom's Facebook page for $10 a pop. She couldn't keep up with the demand.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm retiring from the bracelet business.
No, so you got to raise prices. That's what they tell you right there. But I mean, you were just telling me last week about that 14-year-old that worked on the latest Spider-Man movie doing animation. So
it's true.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of kids out there with talent. If you got the hustle, put it to work.
What was your kid hustle? 1-800-330-9999. Cassidy.
So my kid's side hustle is I said that I was baking and selling baked goods to buy all the Nancy Drew books. But in reality, I already had all the books and I was just doing it by jeans and clothes.
That's still good. You're still baking. You're having a bake sale.
Baking for books. I know, but I feel like people bought it because they're like, the kid wants to read books.
Oh, you tricked them into buying your cookies.
Right. You gave a backstory.
Yeah.
That's really good,
It's actually genius.
Yeah, it's really strong.
Thank you.
Girl Scouts, like, I'll buy all the cookies because I feel like it's going to a good cause.
Right.
But here's the thing. I like the cookies. It just means
I
have an excuse.
Yeah, you're addicted to tag-alongs. You don't care about the good cause.
Yeah, it just means I have an excuse to anybody that asks me. My wife will be like, we don't need 6 boxes of cookies. I'll be like, these girls are learning valuable skills.
Yeah.
Forget that. Of course we need at least 6. If they had had 10, I would have bought those. What's wrong with you?
She was baking for books. Really smart idea. How'd you make cash when you were a kid? What was your kid hustle? Top 5 things that kids do to make money, according to this list. Number 5, mowing lawns. Number 4, dog walker. Number 3, tutor. Number 2, babysit. Number 1, camp counselor.
All those are pretty good rackets.
Yeah, but sometimes you need something creative. How'd you get that extra cash when you were a kid, your kid hustle? 1-800-330-9999. Gary!
My side hustle was selling candy and Warheads at the lunch table. Those sour candies that like nobody had. It's like the best side hustle to have.
No, you're right. Whenever you had kids that had gum, they were selling gum. I would buy the gum. Yeah, you know, I used to panhandle the cafeteria when I was in high school.
What?
I used to do it all the time. I used to get cups. I would get like an empty cup.
Yeah.
And I would go around. It's like, anybody got extra change? Should I go extra change? And people would just give you change. And I would get like 3-4 bucks and I would go and I would buy a thing of fries.
What?
I had my own money, but if people were willing to get, at the time, I didn't think anything was wrong with it. Now I look back and I'm like, nobody was like, it's weird that Anna just goes around with a cup every day and collects your change.
I mean, it's really wrong,
I don't
actually.
Know. Yeah.
It's a lot wrong with it.
I didn't.
Had your own money.
I had my own money. It's just.
Wow.
It was so easy. People would just give you your change. Jamie, what was your kid hustle?
I used to steal my mom's jewelry and sell them to my classmates, thinking that they were costume jewelry. It's just like mine.
Oh my gosh.
That's terrible.
That is awful.
Yeah. I mean, I hope she got back 75% of the stuff that you, you know, took from her jewelry box. Terrible.
No, I got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you should have, you know. Sorry, that was grandma's. Yeah, Auntie June left that to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was recovered from the Titanic.
When you're a kid, though, you don't know. It's like when I brought my dad's collectible coins to show and tell, and then I handed them out to all my friends, and I didn't tell
him.
He was so mad. We had to go back and get them. They were worth, like, hundreds of dollars each. I just went into his coin collection, took the coins, and brought them to school and handed them out to my friends.
Good job, kid.
Yeah. I got in trouble at show and tell so many times for giving away stuff. So many times.
Yeah. Stop trying to be cool. You give away all the cool stuff at show and tell.
Paul, what was your kid hustle?
So not my kid hustle specifically, but if I can brag about my own kid, he learned how to code, and he's been building websites for local businesses.
How old is he?
He is 13 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Can he build my website, my personal website?
This is everybody promises they'll get it done, and then, of course, you get in it, and it's a problem.
But he's 13. Like, what else does he have to do?
This is every web designer I've ever dealt with.
It's summertime. Like, this is a perfect time for him to work on my website. AnnaZapp.com.
I'll do it.
That has nothing
we'll
there right now.
All right. I wish you guys well. Hope it works out.
How much
does
he
work
charge?
Out. I'm hiring him, too.
Yeah.
So last month, he pulled in about $6,000 doing it.
No.
See that? Now you can't afford them.
I can't afford them.
Now you can't afford them. See that? Just like that. You thought you had somebody that was coming in that had no idea. Oh, he's a kid. He'll want to do it for a t-shirt or something. Nope. That's not what's happening.
I haven't gone to my personal website in so long, and I just typed it in to look. It's embarrassing. It is so embarrassing. They polled Gen Z. That's the young people about boomers. That's the older people. What did I do at work that's the most annoying? And the number one response is hit reply all on emails. Yep, there's a lot of that around here.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of that in our office. To be fair, not everybody who's doing it is older. Most of them.
So we asked the young people in our office, what's the most annoying thing about the boomers, to see if they agree. Here's what they said.
Like utilizing technology a lot more and, you know, even just as simple as shooting text messages back and forth, whereas, you know, the boomer way of communication might be more of like an email and phone calls.
So they're slow.
Yeah.
What about the super cool way to do it as a boomer is just let me peruse. I'll slide by your cubicle. Come by there. Hey, what's going on there?
Whenever you see a salesperson show up at the studio door, I'm like, here we go.
Here we go.
What is this?
Yep. They'll always ask me how old I am, as if that has any sort of validation. I'm here with you, aren't I? That happens all the time. Oh, so how old are you? What? 25? I'm like, whoa, why does it matter?
She's right.
She's 100% right.
Absolutely.
100% right. That is a big one right there, is that you should never be asking anybody, what does it pertain to anything? If I ask you a question and you have the answer, then what is the other qualifying factor?
Now, I've aged out of this generation, the Gen Zs, but I will tell you this, that used to drive
me nuts. That's a big admission for you, huh?
It is.
Good for you.
But.
You did
that. That used to make me crazy because I always wanted to be like, does it matter? If I can do it better than you, does it matter?
It shouldn't matter at
all.
It's the same thing as gender or, ethnic discrimination. It should not matter whatsoever.
The fridge situation. Like, clean out the fridge, man. I mean, come on.
Do we know for sure that's the boomers that are doing that?
Yeah.
Because if it is, I'm mad about it.
We don't know. There's no witnesses to this, to the problems that we've had with our refrigerator. So
I might agree that it might be the older people making the mess of the fridge.
I mean, you're making assumptions there. That's a dangerous game.
They won't let me review the videotape. I've asked.
You have no right to have access to that.
HR said no.
Right.
Don't think I didn't ask. We asked the older people about the younger people to see what they had to say.
Stare at their phones all day, especially when they're walking. Come on. Look ahead. It's like crossing a street. Look both ways.
Mm.
I'm kind of guilty of that.
We do have areas where we have cross, like merging areas here in the building.
Yeah.
So that could be an issue.
Their fixation with social media, these people live, not only can they not live without their phones for 5 minutes, they can't live without social media for 5 minutes.
I mean, is that really true?
That's part of our job, too.
Kind of.
I mean, he's kind of got to deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's upset because he doesn't understand it. I mean, which is why I would be upset, so.
Eat 12-inch triple-deck sandwiches and still be thin. And they eat at their desk, and it's like no big deal. And they're still skinny.
Well, that's just like...
that's just jealousy.
That's genetics, age. That's not doing it.
That's metabolism.
But this is my favorite answer.
Take a full lunch hour. I don't get it. A lunch hour? That's like a 1950s thing. Everything else, they want modern, except lunch hour. They want, like, way old school.
You know what?
That's a good point.
That's true. I have never taken a lunch hour in my entire life.
It feels wasteful. Like, I get tired. Anything after 30 minutes is enough to get to where you're going and come back with the food. I eat in, like, 3 minutes.
But I do see the young people here. They all leave together.
Yeah.
They go out to lunch together, and then they come back, and I'm like, you could have done so much work in that hour. You'd have left work early if you just stayed.
All right, boomer.
And look at me.
Wow.
Producer Sean, is there a daddy on the phone?
Yes, there is.
Congratulations.
Thank you. As he's pooping himself right now as we speak.
Wow, that's great. This is the softest I've heard Sean talk. Seriously, probably in the time that I've met him. There's usually a bit of an edge to Sean's voice. Right now, it's very soft and smooth. There's a baby in his presence.
Oh, all right. So tell us everything about baby Booker.
Well, of course, as you guys know, Booker's due date was originally June 22nd. A couple weekends ago on a Friday, they called Rachel in because her kidneys were like, I guess, producing too much salt, which was like detrimental to the baby. So they're like, well, we're going to monitor it. Come back in Saturday. We'll come back in Saturday. And they're like, all right, well, it's either today or tomorrow. You guys need to be here. And we need to deliver this kid because there's a risk of the baby being stillborn if too much salt gets into his system. Sunday morning, we had to go in and they induced her Sunday morning, like, what, 7, 8 a.m., I think we went in there. And, yeah, by the time it was like 2 p.m., she was already like 8 or 9 centimeters dilated. after a while, you know, like, I took a nice, like, hour, two-hour nap.
That's
and by
good.
9 or 10 o'clock or 11, I think, they woke me up.
Yeah.
And then...
last night, they woke you up.
Then
time to have the baby.
Yep.
Yeah,
we're ready
Sean.
Now.
I know you're sleeping
yep,
there on that couch, but go ahead. Sorry, Rachel's doing all the work. No worries. And then here comes baby Booker.
So Booker came out to 6 pounds, 9 ounces. He was 21 centimeters long. It was terrifying at first because when he was born, they put him immediately on Rachel's chest. And, you know, it's true what they say. It's one of the most, like, incredible things you witness in your life is the birth of your child. It was a very emotional moment for me and for her. And within 5 seconds of them putting Booker on her chest, they're like, well, he's unresponsive, he's wiggling, he's not breathing. So they just took him away immediately. And Rachel was like, first of all, she did it without an epidural. Pushed the baby out in like 40 minutes flat. I was so impressed with the strength of that woman. So hearing her beg for her baby back when they had to take Booker away to make sure he was okay was like one of the most heartbreaking things in my life because they just took him right out of the room and basically told us they don't have equipment there to really help him out. So they had to move him to another hospital and immediately we're like, well, when can we get discharged?
Right.
Yeah.
How long did he have to stay in the NICU?
He was there for about 2 weeks.
It's a long time in the NICU,
scary.
Sean. It's scary. I'm
sure.
So sorry that you guys had to do that.
I mean, I can hear the change in you know, in your voice already and the things that you're talking about and the way that you're relaying the story. So, but things are good now. Booker's home now. This is why we're talking about the baby now.
How's the Nugget doing?
He's doing good, eating like a champion now. It's true what they say when everyone's like, oh, parenting is like a full-time job. And, you know, I always knew it was going to be, but I never knew just how much of a full-time job it was going to be when we got him home.
Yeah.
But he's doing great. He's more responsive now than he was when he was in the NICU. You know, he's more aware. He's still technically a preemie baby, still a month technically behind. But, you know, he's coming too. He's doing great. He's quite the little man.
Yeah. And his middle name is Ulysses. How did you come up with Ulysses as his middle
correct.
Name?
So I'm a giant nerd and a giant fan of Parks and Recreation. And I basically said to Rachel that I don't care what we name him. Ulysses has to be in there somewhere, whether it's his first or middle name, because I'm a big fan of Ron Ulysses Swanson.
Yes. All right. God bless Rachel. That's all I have to say. God bless that woman by your side.
Well, congratulations, man.
We're so happy to welcome Booker to the family. And I'm so glad he's home. Thank God he's home. And glad everything worked out. We're so happy for you.
We're excited, too. And we're even more excited that in maybe like another week or two, we're going to bring him in to meet everybody.
Yay!
Wow.
We can't
field
wait.
Field trip.
Yeah. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on super paint products and super deck stains June 16th through the 26th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Doesn't matter if you're a mom or you're a dad or if your kids have fur or 2 legs, 4 legs. It's never an easy. It's never easy to be in charge of others. And that's why this is your chance to just vent, get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. What did you do this week to earn your margarita? Andrew.
Well, I was able to snake our sewer. The toilet clogged up and backed up fecal matter all over the shower. Mm. So I was able to rent a snake and I was able to snake the sewer line and unclog it.
Gross. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
But a huge job. Mm-hmm. And bravo to you. But this is why plumbers get paid what they get paid, because nobody wants to put their hands on that nonsense.
It's true.
That's
yeah.
why they get paid. It's not like it's crazy scientific stuff. It's pipes. It's gravity. You know, once you learn some of the basics, you know, you figure it out. I've watched plumbers plenty of times over their shoulder with a piece of my shirt held to my nose.
Oh.
This is a job I could handle. But then I just pay the bill and say to myself, I don't want to handle that job.
Think about
forget it.
The panic that arises in your chest when all of a sudden you see the water in your toilet starting to rise and rise and rise.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know when is it going to stop? Is it going to go down? What's the problem? What are you going to do? And now you're just staring at your toilet and you're like, it's going to overflow.
Listen, if that thing starts to volcano in the bathroom, I'm running out of there like the Shining elevator scene. I'm taking the kids, the pets. We're running right out the door and I'm not looking back.
Arlene, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
My daughter had a sleepover, and the other little girl's mother did not inform me of a peanut allergy, and I rushed said daughter to the emergency room. She did not die. Therefore, I deserve a margarita.
Oh, my gosh. As a mother that has a child with a severe peanut allergy, I don't know how you send your child somewhere without an EpiPen or without informing the other parent of the allergies.
I mean, anywhere
right?
you go,
and
ever.
And she was like, my God, I told you, oh, my God. And I was just like, yeah, no, that's never come up.
Wow. Well, yeah. Enjoy your margarita. You definitely deserve it.
Thank you.
Rita, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
I work at a fine restaurant, and I had to deal with a Karen who threw food at me.
No.
When she didn't like what she had.
Oh, no.
You throw food at me, there's going to be a problem.
Absolutely.
It's my last day working at the restaurant, I'll tell you right now.
So what happened?
And then I got home, and my kid did the same thing.
Oh, that kid wouldn't be leaving their room for 2 weeks, and they wouldn't sit down right for 3 days. I am upset today. Did you know that I got fired today?
I can't believe that happened to you for real at a restaurant, that somebody would actually do that.
I felt really mad, and then I was also embarrassed because they were getting filmed. So, I mean, they're probably going to see the repercussions of their actions soon.
They were being filmed?
Yeah, she started screaming so much that people just pulled out the phones and started recording her.
Well, I mean, I would have lost it in all this situation. Because now I feel like I'm part of the thing that's on display.
Yeah, but she's the one that's like, thrown. But she's safe. Like, she's just standing there getting
it.
Hit with them. What food did they throw? Do you mind me asking?
Chicken marsala.
No, it was a salad with a spaghetti. But I didn't get hit with the spaghetti. I just got hit with the salad.
Oh, she threw the salad and the spaghetti.
No, I would be mad. That oil ain't coming out. You ruined my favorite polo show for work.
All right, well, you know what? You definitely earned a margarita. You earned like 4 margaritas. You enjoy them.
Thank you.
What did you do this week to earn your margarita? We have a big celebration to talk about, and that's coming up next.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Liam and Rachel, you guys have been married for about 4 years now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been in your own home for how long?
2, almost.
Yeah, 2 years.
All right, great. So what's the problem? Rachel, let's start with you.
Well, Liam's mom, Judy, she retired recently, and she wants to move closer to her children, you know. She used to live pretty far from us, and recently we had her over for a family dinner. It was like a big, big party with like 11 family members. And she just brought up the idea in front of everyone that she wanted to move in with us. And Liam, which, I mean, I don't blame him, was super excited and happy and was like, yes, immediately. Which I was a little bit hurt by because we didn't even talk about it beforehand. And I obviously can't say no at this point because it's just awkward. And I don't really want her to live with us. I like her very much. There's nothing against her. I just wish we could have talked about it beforehand.
Liam, why would you agree to something, a big life decision like that, right away without talking to your wife first?
Well, you know, honestly, when I first heard my mom say that, I was just through the roof excited. I think I said yes without even taking Rachel's thoughts into consideration, which I do acknowledge was jumping the gun a little bit. But thinking about the situation from a logical standpoint, I think it would be great to have her live. It's free babysitting. She could take care of the kids. She's great. She can tidy up. She doesn't have a house on this side of the country yet. I just think it works all the way around.
But she's so nosy. And she, every time we've ever had any type of disagreement and she's heard about it or she's like sensed it, she gets all up in our business and then like interferes where it's not her place to be interfering. And I feel like if she were living with us, she would not be able to comprehend boundaries because sometimes we're able to set them by like leaving the spaces that she's in. But her like living and calling home the same home we have would blur the lines for her. She doesn't understand boundaries sometimes.
How big is your house? Could the boundaries be down the middle of them?
Like 5,000 square foot? You're going to put her in her own wing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know when you put somebody else in a house, if you're a couple, it doesn't matter who they are. If family or friends, they tend to start thinking of themselves as somebody that needs to be considered in the conversations. And the truth is that's not real. That's not reality. It's more complicated that she's your mother. You can't just tell her, no, mom, shut it.
Mm.
Look, I just think that this is a great opportunity for me to spend more time with my mother, who's getting older. It's something nobody likes to think about. And I can use this opportunity to give back to her and take care of her a little bit. And she can also help us by helping the children.
Yeah, the kids would love having her close by, but she doesn't have to live with us. She could live like in our neighborhood, like a block or two away.
give us space.
That doesn't make sense. She's not going to buy a whole house, two doors. You know how home prices are in our area right now. She's not going to buy another house. I just think it's not that big of a deal if she lives with us. She's family.
So ultimately, what it comes down to is, should your mother-in-law move in with you, especially now that Liam has already told her okay? If you agree with Liam, what's done is done, and this is great, and this is an opportunity, just like he said, for him to give back to his mother. But maybe you see Rachel's side. He didn't check with you. You're not comfortable with it. It's your house, too, and you don't want your mother-in-law to live with you, period.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
He had the best intentions at heart. He really did. He just was so, like, excited in the moment that he blurted out, yeah, Ma, you should definitely come live with us. And his wife, Rachel, not happy about it.
Yeah.
They're at a big family table. Mom lives across the country. She's just retired. She's kind of lonely. Says, you know, I would love to come live here and be closer to you guys and move in with you guys. And Liam just said, yes. Yes, Mommy, yes.
You imagine that? You've been married for 4 years. This is the conversation that's coming up with your in-laws at what you think is a regular dinner. A regular, you know, event, a get together where everything is just low pressure, and then your partner is immediately making that decision for both of you. It does seem pretty unfair.
So Rachel says you need to call your mom and say, nope, you can't live here. You can move here, but you can't live in our house.
Right. You can live close. We can, you know, be neighbors or something like that, but you can't live in this house.
Was it wrong that Liam approved his mother moving in? Because he says, like, she could help with the kids. There's so many things, like, I can be with her in her old age. Like, this is important to me. Was he wrong to do it, though? 1-800-330-9999. Justin, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. Now, let me say I don't agree with how he went about it and didn't speak with the wife first, but that is his mother, and the mother is only there for a short period of time. You can never take your parents for granted. My grandmother passed a couple years ago, and my mother has been devastated ever since, and we never made the decision to let her move in with us, but it should be allowed because that is his mother, and again, they don't last forever.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Liam's mom was visiting from across the country. Big family dinner, a bunch of people sitting at a table. And all of a sudden she said, you know, I'm kind of lonely now that I've retired. It would be really great, Liam, if I could move in with you and your wife. And he said, yes! I'd love that, Mom. It would be so great.
I want you to imagine that you are Rachel hearing this from the kitchen, and this is nothing that's ever come up before or been discussed, and you are 4 years married with two young children. Seems like a lot to manage.
Rachel says you got to tell your mom no. She can move here, you know, across the country, but she can't move into our house. But is it too late? Was he wrong to agree to this, even though it means so much to him, without checking with her? 1-800-330-9999. Maria, whose side are you on?
I agree with her 100%. And all he's looking at, free babysitter. First of all, you have the kids. Those are your kids. She's the grandmother.
Yeah.
Not your wife, not your mother of your kids. So I agree with her 100%. She can move around the area, but not in my home, because at the end of the day, this is the reason why you decided to be with me, so we could be in our own world, you know? So I agree 100% with her. He's just looking for a free, not thinking about his marriage.
You know, I think part of that, too, is, listen, we would all love to spend more time with our parents as we get older, pay them back for all the things that they did for us, but you got to understand your partner might not agree. Might not be tops of their list, right?
It's true, yep. Danny, whose side are you on?
Oh, my gosh, I am so on her side. I can't say that enough. Her side. And they've been married for 4 years, only 4 years. That marriage has so much growing that they have to go through, and they need to do that on their own, not with the mother-in-law hanging around the house all the time.
Lillian, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I feel like he should have taken into consideration her opinion first before saying yes. He can always talk to his mom and explain, like, what he just told us, how he was so excited, but that after thinking about it with his wife, he really doesn't think it's a good option.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Rachel, our audience agreed with you today. Liam, it wasn't cool that you agreed to such a big life decision without checking with your wife, and you're going to have a conversation with your mom about not being comfortable with her moving into the home with you and maybe finding another option.
Yeah, okay. This is a tricky spot to be in. I still think it'd be better if she moved in with us, but I guess you can only do so much, right?
Yeah, just tell her that you ran out of storage space. Something. Come up with something. I mean, Rachel, you've got to be relieved here.
I am a little bit, but I do understand. But we will find a way to have her closer to us without her living in our house and still be able to maintain like a healthy relationship.
All right. If you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven cash jackpot is $2,300 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on super paint products and super deck stains June 16th through the 26th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Eric, are you ready to win some cash today?
Yeah.
All right. Don't mess this up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
$2,300, my man. Good luck.
Okay. All right. Raven is walking out. That door is going to close, and he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. You ready to play, Eric?
Yes, I am.
Number one, Kevin Costner fans are disappointed that he announced he's looking forward to making new music, but no mention of a return to his hit show where he plays John Dutton. What show is that?
I don't know.
Oh, Eric. Number two, Bethany Frankel is getting heat online for flaunting her 10-carat diamond ring. What are the four C's of diamonds?
Don't know that either.
Number three, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are serious about having a cage match fight. Dana White wants it to happen. Dana White is the president of what martial arts company?
UFC.
Number four, to celebrate its 25th anniversary, the Hasbro toy that has urged children to discover their own curious little creature is coming back. What toy is that?
Nope.
And number five, a hailstorm at the Louis Tomlinson concert at the Red Rocks Amphitheater injured 100 people on Wednesday night. Louis Tomlinson was part of what boy band?
I don't know that.
Eric, it wasn't good. I mean,
no.
I mean, I want us to still be friends. But I just want you to know that that didn't go very well.
All right.
Not at all.
What we got?
Eric got one.
Oh, not great. $2,300. Here we go, Friday.
Number one. Kevin Costner fans are disappointed that he announced he's looking forward to making new music, but no mention of the return to his hit show where he plays John Dutton. Mm. What show is that?
That's Yellowstone. That's the biggest show on television right now. You know, listen, it's a bummer. I get it because it's a great show. But they said that this second half of the season could be 10, 15 episodes, whatever they want.
Number two, Bethany Frankel is getting heat online for flaunting her 10-carat diamond ring. What are the four C's of diamonds?
Let's see here. Carat.
Yep.
Color.
Yep.
Clarity.
Yep.
Cut.
Yep. I also would have taken certification if you put it in there.
Yeah.
Number four, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are serious about having a cage match fight. Dana White wants it to happen.
Of course.
Dana White is the president of what martial arts company?
UFC.
If they do it, they're going to donate all the money to charity and charge $100 a pop to watch it.
I mean, that's cool. On the other hand, they could just let us watch it for free.
Number four, to celebrate its 25th anniversary, the Hasbro toy company that has urged children to discover their own curious little creature is coming back. What toy is that?
Curious little creature. Fur babies? I'm just going to guess fur babies.
No, it's Furby.
Oh, Furby. Right, I was close.
You were
right.
Close.
That is what I had in mind.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, no cigar. Number five.
That's all right.
A hailstorm at the Louis Tomlinson concert at the Red Rocks Amphitheater injured 100 people on Wednesday night. Louis Tomlinson was part of what boy band?
One Direction.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Eric. He beat you 4-1 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Eric, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that chip, bro. $2,400 Monday, Anna.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the?
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.